ничего не пишите.
Не пишите.
Ничего не читайте. Не
читайте.
Ничего не говорите.
Говорите.
Ничего не
печатайте.
Thank you. una vida. Me estaría contigo, no me importa en qué forma, ni cómo ni dónde, pero junto a ti. Toda una vida te estaría mimando, te estaría cuidando como cuido mi vida, que la vivo por ti. No me cansaría de decirte siempre, pero siempre, siempre, que eres en mi vida ansiedad, angustia y desesperación. Toda una vida me estaría contigo, no me importa en qué forma, ni cómo ni dónde, pero junto a ti.
Wolkenjäger, Trübsalmörder, Himmelsfeger, Brausender, wie lieb ich dich! Sind wir zwei nicht eines Schoßes, eines Loses, vorbestimmte ewiglich? Hier auf glatten Felsenwegen lauf ich tanzend dir entgegen, tanzend, wie du pfeifst und singst, der du ohne Schiff und Ruder als der Freiheit freister Bruder über wilde Meere sprengst. Kaum erwacht hört ich dein Rufen, stürmte zu den Felsenstufen hin zur gelben Wand am Meer. Heil, da kamst du schon gleich hellen, diamantenen Stromes schnellen, sieghaft von den Bergen.
world's first atomic gun is sleeping now as two driving cabs take her to the firing range at Aberdeen, Maryland, USA. The unloading gun crew have their hands full with a weapon that weighs 85 tons and can hurl 12-inch shells up to 20 miles away. Hey, hey, move over, brother. The barrel's 40 feet long, and after the shell is put in the proper place, easy there, and rammed home, the charge is placed on the loading tray and gets the same treatment. Find the range, close the breech, and you're on your own.
Thank you.
Te has marchado con otra.
Melodía Total de Huito Records. Hoy a Tobías Zapasa. Mueve la colita chiquita bonita. Así, así como te gusta. Argentina, Brasil, Bolivia, Chile.
www.tonosur.com.
Llegamos a Ecuador. Con cariño.
Zwischenzeit, wir zittern immer noch vor der Vergangenheit. Wir entwickeln uns nicht weiter, weil erwachsen sein uns einzwängt in die Zwänge der Gesellschaft. Nein, so wollen wir nicht sein. Rasen durch die Lebenszeit. Wir verlassen und verpassen die Gelegenheit. Wir haben keine Zeit, wir tun uns selber leid. Wir sind die Tiere und wir rasen durch die Lebenszeit.
I was a young man in high school, I wanted to play football for the coach. The old guys all told me he was mean and cruel, but man, I wanted to play football for the coach. Not big enough a linebacker, I played right in. I wanted to play football for the coach. 'Cause winning isn't everything, it's only the only thing. Vince Lombardi, right? I want to play football for the coach. I want to play football for the coach. 'Cause you know, man, I knew if it was in me, he would bring it out. I want to play football for that damn coach. 'Cause you know, man, if he's got anything, he's got to stand up straight or else he's gonna die. And damn it, the straightest man that I'd ever seen was here with me. You know, so I had to play football for the coach. I mean, man, I wanted to play football. To do all types, you know, those kind of things. And you don't even realize half of the things that you do. Hey, remember that the city is a funny place. Someone like a circus or a sewer. And the animals within it have peculiar tastes. And the glory of love involved
tanzen wir. Ja, 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 klatschen wir. Und ja, 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 ein Monster ist auf der Welt. Du kennst es, auch wenn es sich verstellt.
Welcome to Crosstalk, where all things are considered. I'm Peter Lavelle. If you've been following the conflict in Ukraine online and from media, you have been fed a steady diet of opinions like who are the good guys and who are the bad guys and who's winning or losing. Context is largely absent, and that's on purpose. Crosstalking media coverage of Ukraine. I'm joined by my guest, Daniel Lazar, in New York. He's a journalist and author of three books on the U.S. Constitution. In Bethesda, we cross to Peter Kuznick. He is professor of history and director of the Nuclear Studies Institute at American University, as well as co-author with Oliver Stone of The Untold History of the United States. And here in Moscow, we have Maxim Suchkov. He is the director of the Center for Advanced American Studies at Moscow State Institute of International Relations. All right, gentlemen, crosstalk rules in effect. That means you can jump in anytime you want, and I always appreciate it. Peter, let me go to you first in Bethesda. I have to watch cable news. I have to read the mainstream media because I have to understand what they're talking about. And I'm demanding, you know, hardship pay because it's brutal to consume that information here. I mean, you've watched some of it, obviously, as well. And the context of the conflict is completely absent. It's as if this something started just a little over a month ago, completely out of the blue. And when I bring up topics like the Minsk agreements and things like that, most people don't have a clue what I'm talking about. Peter, your thoughts.
You're identifying a serious problem. There is no historical memory on mass media in the United States, and for that reason, in that sense, of much of the world. So people can't put this in context. If you don't understand context, you can't figure out the solutions and the way out. For the 3 months leading up to this war, when the troops were on the border, I must have done 75 interviews on Russian television, in which I kept on urging Putin to declare victory. The world, for the first time in decades, was talking about Russia's national security concerns, and Putin was in a position to declare victory, remove those troops, begin serious negotiation. And he didn't do it. And we're talking about the lack of context in the media. There's also lack of historical context and understanding on the part of most global leaders. And Putin fell into that trap. I was shocked that he did this. I was shocked that he didn't learn the lessons from the Afghan invasion in 1979, from the U.S. invasion of Vietnam, the U.S. invasions of Afghanistan, Iraq, Libya. These things don't end up the way these leaders think. When Brezhnev went into Afghanistan in 1979, he said it was going to be over within a month. Putin had that same illusion about Ukraine. And we've created a global situation now that I think is so much worse for Russia than it would have been had the Russia not invaded, for the whole planet right now. We've created a very, very dangerous situation, as well as a humanitarian catastrophe inside Ukraine. So I'm very disappointed, and I'm upset, and I'm angry, because what Putin has done, in large part, is to legitimize all the militarists, all the hawks, all the people who want to strengthen NATO, all the people who want to increase military spending around the planet, in the United States, in Europe, and elsewhere. So I think that we've touched off really a very, very dangerous situation.
There's a lot said there, Peter, but I don't think, you need Russia and Putin to legitimize the neoconservatives and all the arms makers, okay? It wasn't necessary. It was already in the cards, but I get your point here. Daniel, let me go to you, because, when we had the White House coming out saying Russia's suffered a strategic defeat in Ukraine. Now, being able to say that assumes that you know what the plan was. Well, obviously, they didn't, so I don't understand how they can possibly say that there is a strategic defeat. It sounds great, but it is completely divorced to reality on the ground. Daniel, go ahead.
Well, yeah, I mean, the U.S., and in particular, the U.S. Democrats have been mounting a nonstop campaign of demonization of Russia and Putin that's been going, full force since 2011. I mean, Putin, as far as the Democrats are concerned, is a Elders of Zion style, manipulator, world manipulator, source of evil, source of endless subversion. He's been demonized. And this is ridiculous. And there's no question that, number one, that a trap was laid for him by this relentless.